Lincoln didn't even finish one term.
But that's because somebody killed him, right?
I'm just saying.
You're just saying because he died, he shouldn't get a day off?
A lot of guys, I don't know, maybe Kurt Cobain would have made like 10 more great albums. But
I think Kurt Cobain deserves a day off.
Yeah.
I mean, we deserve a day off because Kurt Cobain's dead.
Yeah, Cobain Day.
I'll fucking take a Cobain Day off. Oh, I just did.
On Monday, I will be celebrating the presidents of the United States of America.
I wasn't on the show yesterday because Kurt Cobain died.
I think that's fair.
That's my,
That was your, that was, even though, that was not his birthday or the day he died. That was just your way of, marking the occasion.
That was the day that he gave up.
Right.
You didn't know it because he didn't notify TMZ or Johnny Frado, but it was the day he gave up. 20 years ago, yesterday. Mate, wait, 5 years ago? When did he die?
96.
He died in 96?
Is that right?
Sounds about right.
Maybe 94.
God, he would just he would trip balls so hard now. Like, if he was here, he'd be like, wow, really? The drummer is the king of rock and roll? Are you fucking kidding me?
I'm still angry about that, by the way. The more I think about the girl thing, the angrier I get.
About him being the king of rock and roll?
Just the self-righteousness of... He was, like, such a real punk dude when he was a teenager. He's, like, famously, like, DC punk dude, and then he moved to Seattle and got on the ground floor there. It's like a fun game I like to play for myself. Like, when you think some guy sold out or whatever, it's like, well, if 20-year-old could see 40-year-old him, what would he think? Dave Grohl would have fucking hated the Foo Fighters when he was a kid.
Yeah.
Fucking hated. Congratulations that you made your album without using, you know, advanced studio trickery. You still made some slick, disposable, garbage radio album that no one, including you, is going to remember in 18 months. And then you go fucking brag about it at the fucking Grammys? Dave Grohl shouldn't even be at the Grammys. What the fuck are the Grammys? Like, Lady Gaga can go to the Grammys. Have fun. You gotta go there and complain that rock and roll is dead? Fucking, when was rock and roll ever alive at the fucking Grammys?
Yeah.
I like Dave Grohl, and I think he does a good service in that he makes some actually decent rock songs, decent radio rock songs. He's better than almost everybody else on rock radio right now.
But that says so much
more... That's a low bar, but...
But that says so much more about rock radio than it does about Dave Grohl. If rock radio was playing, if there were 25 kick-ass rock bands in the world and rock radio was willing to actually acknowledge them and play them, the Foo Fighters wouldn't exist. Mm-hmm. Foo Fighters never would have made it to the third album. He's just here in a fucking low period and maybe the end of rock
and also
and roll.
I think Foo Fighters have had some great songs. I don't know if anything they've done in the last 10 years qualifies, but...
You're saying that there is something that he's done that does qualify?
I like the Foo Fighters. I don't hate the Foo Fighters.
I don't hate them either,
but you're just saying that they're, like, that good.
I just think he needs to fucking pipe down about it. I don't think Monkey Wrench means you can show up and be a douche at the Grammys 15 years later.
Yeah, but I still like Monkey Wrench.
I think being a douche at the Grammys is kind of cool. I mean, it is a douche party.
But it's not like he just showed up one time to take a shit on it and then leave. It's like, the reason why you're there is because your band is so watered down and generic, even the Grammys know about you.
Mm.
That's the whole reason why the Foo Fighters even get honored.
Yeah.
It's because there's always, like, that one fucking metal band that they're willing... It was sort of like how Slayer, I feel like, kind of had that for a little while, where they just hung around for so long and kept on doing one specific thing to where, like, old guys were like, oh, yes... Slayer, we used to think that they were Satanists, but did you know they're actually very talented musicians? Because Slayer just fucking, you know, I don't know, just got to be the token. Megadeth got to be that band for a minute.
It's like you're honored for your services?
Well, you're honored for making it that far.
Basically. You just hang around long enough that they finally accept that you maybe are, either they accept you have a little bit of talent, or they just say, we need to accept one of these bands or else everyone's going to know what total fossils we are.
Right.
And those guys seem harmless enough.
In 2000, the Foo Fighters were like a good band on the radio, and now they're like the greatest band on the radio because everybody else has completely dropped off.
They're not really the greatest band on the radio, are they? Is that what people say?
It's still making music? Yeah, well, they did have like the top-selling rock album last year.
Did they?
Yeah, totally. Wasting Light? That was a huge hit.
I don't even know this song.
I don't know anything about anybody.
You know, I mean, I've been thinking about the girl thing a little bit here. I'm not, like, obsessing over it. But you know what they sound like to me? You know, remember this band Switchfoot?
No.
We were meant to live for so much more. We lost us. It's like...
I feel glad that I've never heard that.
Yeah, I refuse to listen to what you're saying.
You've heard Switchfoot. It's interchangeable. And nobody respects Switchfoot. They're the exact same fucking band. That's Foo Fighters. Dave Grohl is such a cool guy, and Courtney Love is such a fucking raging cunt that she can fucking just make serviceable rock and fucking collect trinkets for it.
But the Grammys are completely meaningless.
Of course they are.
I feel like anybody who knows music at all, like, knows that.
Yeah, so why doesn't Dave Grohl?
Right.
Exactly.